Thanks for coming today. I have a real simple presentation here. Did a comparison of frequently used cotton bowl sampling methods. Doesn't sound fancy because it's not. Started out, did kind of an impromptu survey of 10 researchers and asked them, what's your preferred method of bowl sampling? And got 30 answers out of those 10 people. So there's no real standard, and it kind of goes with the flow depending on the test. Obviously, the three most common methods are grab samples, 25 bowl, and 50 bowl samples. So we looked at the advantages of each of those. Grab samples were the fastest and easiest to collect. 25 bowl samples, you got a smaller sample size. You didn't have to monkey with too much cotton. And usually 25 or 50, it's a choice between those two. The 50 bowl samples were larger. And obviously with 25 bowl samples, it's half the time to collect it usually. Disadvantages with these sampling methods: grab samples were usually dirty. You get them out of the back of the picker, usually is the way I've seen it, or in a bag, and it's pretty nasty sometimes. And you don't always have a consistent size if you're just reaching in, grabbing, and going. The 25 bowl sample, like I said, is a small sample size. So you maybe if you're saving seed, like in our breeding program, we save seed from samples. So 25 bowl samples isn't very much seed sometimes. And then the 50 bowl sample, it can be pretty time consuming if you've got thousands and thousands of plots to look at. So actually, this started out, Dr. Stanley Stewart came to me and asked me what kind of sampling method we had done, and it varies with tests. So he wanted to put together a little trial where try all three sampling methods in a plot and then send the whole plot to the Microgen at the University of Georgia. And use that as real world situation. Of course, immediately after I started doing this test, then he left LSU, so I just continued it on. I thought it was an interesting topic. So this was done for 2 years, just regular simple tests, just four varieties. The first year we had two replications because we ran out of room, and the second year we actually put in four replications. It was all done in Alexandria, Louisiana. We just didn't have a lot of space to go spreading this thing around. Pre-harvest, went in each plot, did a 25 bowl sample, or 50 bowl sample first. We went in each plot and took 50 bowls, and then came back, started over, and did 25 bowls in through those same plots. And then during the harvest, we did grab samples in the back of the cotton picker, and then we saved the entire plot in a big bag. For the sample handling, there was no cleaning involved. When we first started this, we thought that maybe trash would be a factor, something we wanted to look at. I ended up throwing it out because I didn't want to mess with it, but we ginned them randomly so that there was no, you do all the 25 bowl samples first and then you get a warp in the saw blade and the 50 bowl samples come next, and we just did it random. And we did them all on the same gin at LSU. And then HVI testing, we didn't put them in any order. We randomized them too so that they went through HVI in whatever order they actually came out. And we sent them all of the lint. 25 bowl samples had less lint than the 50s, but we sent all of it to get HVI so that they could pick what they got out of there. It wasn't anything that I selected. The actual plots, like I said, we harvested the whole thing and the entire thing was bagged, and the entire plot was ginned at the Microgen in Georgia. And they did their real world sampling. I assume it's basically like a commercial gin. So we did I went in and did SAS analysis. There was no variety by sample method interaction, which it grab samples for Delta Pine 393 weren't any different than grab samples from anything else. So there were significant variety differences like you would expect, and there were significant sampling method differences, but not as many as I thought there would be. Here we have length. I have entire plot in blue. That's what I used as my baseline to compare to. All the sampling methods were significantly different than the entire plot. But they were all the same as each other. So there was no significant differences between the grab samples themselves, although they were all different than the entire plot. And that's kind of a common theme here. Uniformity, the sampling methods were all the same. They all overestimated the uniformity. Short fiber index, we had some change up here. The short fiber were less than the entire plot. And here, the grab sample and the 50 bowl sample, this is the loveliness of statistics that I just can't wrap my head around sometimes, but the grab sample and 50 bowl sample were the same, but they were closer to the entire plot than 25 bowl. But then you turn around and 50 bowl and 25 bowl were the same too. So it's a confusing thing. The main idea is that they were different. They didn't accurately estimate the entire plot. Strength, here we have grab sample, which was not significantly different than the entire plot. All of them, again, overestimated strength as far as the entire plot. Elongation, same thing. This A and 3Bs is something I've been seeing a lot of lately. And micronair, we actually had a little bit of change up here, but the grab samples were the same as the entire plot. Essentially, even though the number's different, it's statistically the same. And 25 and 50 bowl overestimated the micronair. So, in summary, for length, no method was equal to the entire plot. No method was better than any other method. And then the other thing I wanted to look at was 25 bowl samples and 50 bowl samples. You know, if there were differences in there, which would be better? Because obviously you save time with 25 bowl samples versus 50s. But there was no difference there. Same thing for uniformity. Same thing for elongation. Those three, you take whatever sample method you want and you're going to get the same thing as any other method. Short fiber index, the grab samples were equal. The grab samples and 50 bowls were the closest, but 50 bowl was better than 25 bowl. So if short fiber index is important to you, then you prefer to go grab sample, or if you don't like all the trash, then you go 50 bowl sample before you go 25 is what that suggests to me. Strength, there was no difference between the 25 and 50 bowl samples. Grab was equal. And then micronair, kind of the same thing. 25 bowl and 50 bowl samples overestimated micronair, which as long as you know that, you can kind of take that into account. And this is my quick summary here. The grab samples were equal to the entire plot or better than the other sampling methods, which to me is good. It's the easiest for me and it's the fastest. I have to spend less time going out there and picking out bowls down the plot. And then if the protocol calls for a certain number of bowls, obviously you have to follow that. But there was no statistical difference between 25 and 50 bowl samples except for that short fiber index. So to me, that says unless short fiber is really important to you, 50 bowl samples are a waste of effort. Obviously, this was only 2 years in one location. I mean, this may not be hard and fast. It may have changed, but we may continue this again just to see if this trend continues. I just wanted to thank Dr. Jones at Cotton Incorporated, got me the Microgen data, Sandy Stewart, who talked me into doing this, and my professor, Dr. Myers and Ivan Dixon at the LSU Fiber Lab and all the ladies over there because they had to put up with all those grab samples that were just terrible, terrible. I'll take any questions if anybody has anything.
On your bow samples, are there specific instructions on, you've got different people out there picking how to?
I did all of this.
You did it all? Mm-hmm. Or random bows or any type of hollow bows from the plant? Or?
You're talking with a 25 and 50 bowl sample. I went in, I took one low, one middle, one high. Just kept going through until I had 50 bowls. And then I came back through and did the same thing for 25 bowl. Just kind of randomly going through there. I wasn't trying to pick the best plants or anything. You know, I tried to make it as good as I could without picking them.
You did big bowl then?
No.
Sure.
The grab sample was basically just, I meant to put in how big the average weight was, but it's basically I just reached in and grabbed as much as I could, so it was, you know, about a 50 bowl sample size, give or take.
And so that was ginned on a tensile gin without any pre-cleaning at all?
Yes, yeah, and it was kind of not fun. So.
Anybody other questions?
Else?
We didn't really.
You say your samples after ginning were still pretty trashy.
Our samples were pretty trashy, but there weren't a lot of sticks. There weren't it was mostly leaf material, you know, stuff like that. Just real dusty more than anything. You know, it wasn't not you know sticks and stems and the like. Thank you.
Thank you.